Pat Baird is a retired military veteran. She and her husband both served in the Air Force and the North Dakota National Guard. They know what it means to sacrifice for their country. But it took an Oprah show about a South Dakota soldier to really drive home the responsibility to thank veterans of Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom.
We thought, what can we do to help these families? So we decided to start this project. It wasn't something that we were looking to do. It wasn't something that we knew anything about, but all these people have just become part of the project, and it's just grown into this.
This is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, 1,200-square-foot cabin that's nestled in the edge of Custer in a secluded, wooded area. It's referred to as Operation Black Hills Cabin. Baird says injured war veterans and their families can enjoy a free, week-long vacation in the Black Hills of South Dakota.
This cabin was built in Springfield, South Dakota, by the prisoners at the Michael Durfee prison, and it's got gorgeous solid pine doors, and it's got great floor, and it's a real warm orange color on the inside of the large living room and kitchen dining area, and it has vaulted ceilings with central air and a sprinkler system.
There's also a fireplace, overstuffed leather furniture, a fully stocked kitchen and laundry, and sleeps eight.
The bathroom in the master bedroom is handicap accessible. It has a roll-in shower. The rest of the cabin has the wide doorways, but the kitchen doesn't have the lowered countertops because this project is for families. So a handicapped person would never be here alone. They'd at least have their caregiver with them.
The state covered the cost of the cabin, which arrived in March, and the city of Custer donated the land. Custer Mayor Gary Lipp says there's room on the property for two more cabins if the program expands. He says he feels it's his duty to make sure the project of providing free vacations for veterans succeeds.
It's the families who give up a lot. And, you know, the ones that come back injured, it's forever. And it's tough. And, you know, they're trying to make the best of the world that they got left. And it's not the same as the one I have. I got all my mobility, and it's a luxury that they're providing me.
Lipp and the community of Custer are also providing luxury for the guests. Restaurants and local attractions donate coupons for free meals and entrance fees. A retired neighbor donated fishing poles and his phone number to guide a day at the lake. Others donate cleaning services and even babysitting.
Hi, my name is Megan Palmer, and I am the wife of a severely wounded veteran.
Megan Palmer and her husband Jason were the first guests of Operation Black Hills Cabin 2 years ago. That was before a permanent cabin was in place. Then renters lend out a week for veterans, but scheduling became too difficult, and the designated cabin opens this week.
He has a moderate traumatic brain injury as well as severe photophobia, which means he's severely sensitive to light. He also suffers from PTSD.
Megan and Jason have been married for about 6 years. She married him knowing the extent of his injury and supports the regular trips to see neurologists and therapists and other specialists. But at the same time, she credits a vacation in the Black Hills with making them stronger as a couple.
And it was the first time since he was injured that we were able to take a vacation and unwind and focus on just being a family and being together and not having to worry about the everyday stressors, you know. I'm living with a brain injury or living with a disabled soldier. He wasn't Jason Soldier, the disabled veteran. He was Jason Palmer, the husband and the father.
The Palmers have two young daughters. Michaela is 3, and 7-month-old Amelia wants to join in the conversation and chew on the microphone. Megan and Jason have taken an active role in Operation Black Hills Cabin. They write a welcome letter to veterans who are selected for the vacation, and they also make sure families have what they need, so they treasure the week away.
I'm Larry Zimmerman, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of South Dakota.
He says today's veterans have different needs and different stress. He says they fought a war with a different kind of enemy.
the people you're building the schools for and drilling the wells for or talking to that day, or the kids you're handing out the candy to might be the ones that are shooting at you that night, or they could be walking up to you with a bomb underneath their man jammas or their clothes that they wear.
Zimmerman says it's these soldiers who need their families most, and if a week-long vacation can keep a family together, there's no monetary value to place on the service of people like Pat Baird and her husband Jeff. Zimmerman says about 30% of the soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan are disabled. That's about 50,000 wounded warriors who are eligible for Operation Black Hills Cabin. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kara Hetland near Custer.